Hello, and welcome to episode 128 of Ready to Mosh. I'm Kev P, and alongside me is the Euro to my vision, it's Gem G. That better? You like that one?
Yeah, I thought you might have gone for some tenuous Finnish link or something like that.
I've not even thought about it, to be honest, no.
Like the Nico to my Rosberg, is he Finnish?
Yes, I think he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Same as Kimi Raikkonen.
Yeah, I thought you might go down that route. The Mika to my Hakkinen.
Yeah.
Showing me age.
Yeah, but no. I've gone for that one instead.
Okay. The raw herring to my vodka. They drink vodka in Finland?
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a review episode, but it's a solo review episode.
It is.
You went on your own.
I did. Solo travelling and all that.
Yeah. You went to rescue rooms in Nottingham. What day was it?
It was last Wednesday. It's nearly a week ago already.
Yeah. And you saw Blind Channel.
Yeah. It was technically a solo gig, but I was meeting people there.
Mm.
Wasn't completely on my lonesome.
So Blind Channel were actually a band that you were supposed to be doing a flash mob for last year.
We were, Rockfit flash mob at Download. And we practiced. And then I think it was the day before, Hannah was like, actually, it's too hot and the ground in front of the second stage is a little bit uneven. Health and safety. I don't think we should. It did actually still happen in the doghouse tent. Is that what it's called?
In District X.
Yeah, I feel like I'm out of Download practice with that thing for called. Wherever the tent was where we did the Rockfit classes, she did say if anyone wants to hang around after the Sunday morning class, then, you know, we'll actually record it and send it to the band and we'll clip it up and all that.
Yeah.
But I didn't go up to that because I think we had early bands on Sunday, I feel like.
Hmm.
I wouldn't have had time to go up to do it, so I didn't partake. So in theory, it kind of happened, but not in the true spirit of a flash mob.
Yeah.
And there was potential talk being mooted around to do a flash mob at rescue rooms, not realising, well, not from my perspective, obviously, because I know the venue, that it was a tiny venue and it's not really...
It's not really a place you can do it.
Yeah. And yeah, there were different ideas, I think, mooted about maybe doing it outside or whatever, but it didn't happen.
Well, it's only got like 400 capacity anyway, hasn't it?
Exactly. And
they do sell out. When it sells out, it sells out.
Yeah. So, I mean, just from experience of doing the flash mob for Skindred, you need a little bit of room for it to work. So,
yeah.
And a relatively flat surface.
Yeah.
So I think some people did do the routine at Download last year, but it wasn't an official, you know, not an official Rockfit branded, endorsed thing.
So it was a normal journey for you? Normal route, I assume?
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
I don't think so. Now I'm wondering, did I? It's one of those where I've just blanked out the journey, to be honest.
I'm only asking because last time we went to rescue rooms, there was that gig on at Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolute chaos.
I was getting confused as well because when I went to Creeper on my own, the sat nav took me a real, want of a better phrase, arse about titway into Nottingham, which freaked me out because it was dark and I didn't know where I was going, but no, it was fine. Yeah, I did look beforehand if anything was on at Rock City and there wasn't anything on. So I pre-booked the car park anyway next door. And yeah, straight in, straight up to the first floor. I got a space that was not next to a pillar. And if you know, you know, that is rare.
It is, yeah.
Because everyone goes for the middle. There's basically three spaces and a pillow.
Pillow?
A sleeping bag for a car. A pillar. And they're not the biggest of spaces. And you just end up, it's just a pain in the arse, isn't it? And your wing mirror gets dead close to
the
pillar and you have to get out before or whoever's not driving has to get out. But no, I got my own little middle bay. Quite pleased.
That's good. What was the ticket cost like?
It was an absolute bargain of £15 plus booking fee.
Yeah, that's decent. So for,
I think
three bands.
I don't think it's more than 17 in total.
Mm.
I'd forgotten it was that cheap till I got my ticket out to get in, to be honest.
How long ago did you book it?
It was before Christmas. I feel like it was maybe November time, October. Around the time I feel that I got the Creeper tickets or if I went to Creeper because I knew that you didn't want to go.
Mm.
So I got me a ticket and then it turned out quite a few other people from Rockfit were going as well and it became a thing.
Yeah. So you met up with a load of people from Rockfit?
Yeah, a few of us. It was almost like we were split into two because I bumped into Sam in rescue rooms and we had a drink in the bar area first. And then a couple of other people came along and in the meantime, messages were pinging about in the group because some people were going on their own and with the intention to meet there, like I was.
Yeah.
Other people were already going with people, but at the same time, we're kind of happy for everyone to meet up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we waited in the bar till the people who knew that we were kind of joining us were there, which was at about 10 to 7, maybe 5 to 7. So doors were 6:30 and first band was on at 7.
Mm.
And then we kind of went through the rescue rooms bar, and the queue was still actually going back to pretty much where the end of the covered over bit at the side is. So, but it was moving in. And then we kind of saw a few people in the queue that we waved to as we went in. And then we kind of split in two camps because we went up to the balcony, but some people stayed on the floor.
Yeah.
But we could, like, we kept peering down and waving at them. So we were all there together, but not necessarily together, I would say.
Mm. And before we start talking about the bands, I just want to chat about the merch.
Okay.
So have you got any regrets? Because you didn't come back with any merch.
I have a bit, yeah. I didn't intend to get any when we first went in because it was actually downstairs, which is rare when it was pretty much sold out, I think.
Yeah, usually it's moved upstairs into the second bar, isn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting, with there being three bands as well, I thought it would be upstairs.
Hmm.
But it was the same place it was for Greg Puciato, for example. So where I think of the kind of the traditional space for
merch
at rescue rooms. Because we've said before, haven't we, when it's been a pretty full gig, it tends to get knocked into.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Oh, yeah. It goes flying.
Yeah. But no, it was there. So it was because it was quite busy when we first got in anyway. I wasn't going to like force my way over to get it. Then immediately after the gig, we did loiter around a little bit and there was quite a big queue. But then we moved downstairs and loitered a bit more. So I was kind of eyeing it up and a few people got shirts. And then the woman started to pack stuff up. So I was like, no, that's my sign. But that was quite a cool tour t-shirt.
Mm.
Just like the band logo and then the tour dates on the back. But I think it's because it's red print on black. And obviously red on black is the coolest kind of merch style logo type thing you can have.
Mm. She says that she sits looking at our logo on the second monitor.
It just works, doesn't it? Red on black. It's just, you know, yeah. It did look quite cool, actually. T-shirts were 35, which is...
Seems quite high.
It seems quite high. But then again, if you think how cheap the ticket was, I guess, you know, if you put it all as a package.
Package aside, a ticket price is a ticket price. But 35 is actually Rock City stroke, getting close to arena prices.
In my mind, it's kind of an average price these days for a shirt. But, I mean, long sleeves, I think, were 50. Hoodies were probably 60. But then also bear in mind, they've come from Finland. They've had to pay import fees, taxes, whatever.
I suppose,
the stuff over here. So it might be due to that. I don't know. They had vinyl as well, which I think was 50. And I don't know if that was the signed version or if that was the plain, because they had some signed and some not. So I'm not sure. They've got some wristbands, like old school like sweatbands for your wrist.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't seen for ages, and I nearly got one of those.
They started making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah. I'm like, well, when am I actually going to wear it?
Yeah.
Because I've got various kind of rubber thing, you know, like bracelet things, and then, you know. So then I was thinking, well, maybe I can get one after, but then again, I'm going to have to pay delivery and import from Finland if I do that. So, you know, sometimes you think maybe they'll put them on the website and it might reduce them to get rid of them. But as of yet, they're still tootling around Europe, so.
Yeah, the price, I think, even for me as a sucker for a t-shirt, is a bit too high for rescue rooms.
And the other thing was, knowing that I got the RockFit event on Saturday and I was going to get some leggings and potentially other merch from that, I was just trying to balance up the cost of the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd already paid £2.50 for a can of Diet Coke, so pushing the budget as it was.
So there were two support bands.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through those?
Why not? So first band, bearing in mind, I hadn't really looked either of them up beforehand. Partly because I just kept forgetting I was even going to the gig, to be honest. Even like the week before, I was talking to someone about what I got coming up, and I just kept forgetting. And I think I did say to you, don't let me forget I'm going.
Yeah, you did. I think it was Tuesday. Don't let me forget I'm going to the gig Wednesday.
I think it's because you weren't coming with me, and I got in my head everything we were doing together, like on the podcast planner.
Yeah.
And even though this was on there, I don't know. Anywho, so there were two support bands. First one was Rock Band from Hell. Second was Ghost Kid. I had heard of Ghost Kid, but not really listened to them before. Had no idea who Rock Band from Hell were beforehand until they came on stage, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, they are a Finnish pop punk trio.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Made up of a drummer, guitarist and vocalist, and another guitarist. They didn't have a bass player.
That's unusual.
I know. I didn't actually realise until after, because I didn't have the greatest of views from the balcony. Yeah. I wasn't on the front row, which I've not actually mentioned, kind of peering between people and around people most of the night. Yeah, they were quite good. They had some quite catchy little tunes going on. The crowd seemed to be loving them. They were a really good opener in terms of they really got the energy up. Loads of crowd interaction. Even though I didn't know the tracks, you could just kind of nod your head along to them and, yeah.
Did they compliment Blind Channel?
They kind of did and didn't. And I had this conversation with someone after, actually. The conclusion being that they were all different, but they worked well together.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Very much like the Volbeat gig.
They weren't that extremely different.
Yeah, but they were different styles.
Yeah,
completely.
Different styles. Obviously, with them being like a pop punk, that was the general. We were all kind of mooting that was there. Not every song was dead pop punky, but that was kind of the overriding kind of vibe that they gave off, I guess. Yeah, they released their debut album last year, and I think pretty much everything that they played was from that. I'm not sure how many tracks they played because their set list hasn't gone online. But I think it was probably 25 minutes to half hour-ish.
Yeah, roughly. Standard kind of slot, isn't it? 30 minutes.
Yeah, they really got the crowd going. People were singing along, so they'd obviously got a bit of a fan base kind of building up already. They did the good old make everyone sit down and then jump up at some point.
Yeah.
You know, the one.
I do.
One track was dedicated to all the emo hearts in the room or something like that, they said. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say they're probably a little bit emo-y as well.
Mm.
That kind of shade of pop punk.
The kind of pop punk I don't like.
Yeah. But yeah, they went down well. People were bouncing. Right, there was a good crowd in there already. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people did go in to check them out as well, which is obviously good. Whether it's the Finnish connection, obviously with Blind Channel being Finnish, people had kind of found their way to them already through that. So they knew them.
Yeah, very maybe. Possibly.
They seemed quite young as well. If you know what I mean.
I think you'll find that will happen more and more now.
What I mean, though, is the younger side of bands. And I think that it was quite a young crowd in there on the whole,
yeah.
I think. But yeah, I'd say they were a good opening act, I thought. They were well placed to do that. I wouldn't say I'd go out of my way to watch them at their own show. But if they were at a festival, I might watch them again. Or if they were a support act for someone else.
Yeah.
You know, they did not offend me.
To be fair, we generally watch support bands anyway, don't we?
Exactly. But for someone who doesn't really like pop punk a lot myself, they were fine. Yeah, they got kind of a quirky twist on it, really. So, yeah, they were all right.
Good. So, second support band, Ghost Kid.
Yes, they were. And funnily enough, when we were having a drink in the Rescue Rooms bar earlier, their lead singer walked past us, but we didn't realise.
That has happened to me, but I did recognise who it was. I can't remember the band. It was whoever supported South of Salem, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, yeah. Because they got quite a distinct look. And so then we were like, yes, he walked past us earlier.
Likewise, you said what you said earlier. I think I've heard of Ghost Kid as well.
Yes, wow.
And I can't think why.
First thing, which I didn't even realise till I was just doing a little bit of looking into them after the gig, their lead singer used to be an Electric Callboy.
Oh, really?
Until, I think it was 2020, he left.
He left at the wrong time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did, who did they support? They supported someone last year. Bad Omens, they supported last year.
Yeah.
Which, I know, we didn't go to, but maybe that's why we know the name, maybe.
Possibly. Yeah.
Part of me wasn't sure if I was getting them mixed up with another band with Ghost in the name.
There's a few, yeah.
Exactly. So maybe that's why they just sound familiar. Who knows? Anyway, they're a five-piece from Germany, released their debut album in 2020, and they've just released their second album last month. So these had a darker, more heavier vibe. They've got quite a gothy look about them. You know, they'd all got the makeup on and such like. Very early on, I think it was about the second track in, two of the guitarists actually just got in the crowd. And they were playing in the middle of the crowd and people were just doing a circle bit around them.
Okay.
Which looked really cool, but I couldn't get any footage of it. Which was annoying just because of how I was. So I could see it, but not, you know, I'd have been filming between people's bodies, which would be a bit weird. But yeah, they got quite a lot of kind of horror vibes going on. A bit dark, a bit melodic. A couple of tracks were a bit instrumental. Industrial. So, yeah, a bit of a different tone after the kind of light fun punk, poppy punk thing.
They actually sound more like my sort of thing.
Yeah, I think of the two, they would be more on your level, I guess.
Yeah.
Again, they seem to have quite a good fan base in the crowd already.
Yeah.
Could be off the back of those kind of support slots with Bad Omens or
and the Electric Pool Boy kind of connection.
Maybe. But yeah, so they had a lot of crowd interaction. They had a Wall of Death towards the end.
Yeah.
Might have been in the last track, actually. And everyone was kind of bouncing and vibing along, as the kids would say. Yeah, most of the tracks they played, I think they did 7 tracks, because I did look the set list up earlier. And I think 5 of those were from their most recent album.
Yeah.
Hollywood Suicide. And I think they opened up with the title track of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for saying I'd not listened to them before, again, I've got into them. You could nod your head and have a little bop along to them. Not as boppy as the first band, more of a standing still mosh kind of movement, if you know what I mean. You know the idea. But yeah, I think you might like them. I mean, they're not kind of dead heavy. They're more of a, maybe a modern twist on that, if you know what I mean. It's hard to describe, really.
I'll give it a listen. I think that's probably going to be the best thing.
Yeah, because you know I'm not the best describing. But yeah, they were, like I say, had a lot of stage presence. The crowd were interacting well, and they went to their merch after, and they were hanging around still after the show.
Okay, that's always good.
Yeah, what we like to see, don't we? So yeah, I think they came on, trying to think, Ghost Kid was 7 till maybe just before 7:30. I think they came on maybe 8:45. It's a fairly quick turnaround, really.
Rock Band from Hell would have been 7 till 8:30, wouldn't it?
Yeah, is that not what I said?
No, you said Ghost Kid.
You know, the first band, 7 till 8:30-ish past.
Yeah.
I think roughly. And then, yeah, so we had about 20 minutes then before Blind Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely getting busier. I mean, the balcony was, when we got upstairs, the front row was already taken.
Yeah.
And that back bit where it's, you know,
where the steps are.
Where the steps are, that was full. And a few people had joined us kind of after we got there. A few people came up and then turned around and went back down again. So it was pretty full. I don't think it was officially sold out because it said a few tickets remaining on the door. But Blind Channel did say it was a sold out show. So I don't know what percentage they work on to class it as a sellout, if you know what I mean. But it was definitely full.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. I think about 10 minutes before they came on, they started doing like a countdown like some bands do now. Like 10 minutes to show
hot,
but they make it a bit quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that started proceedings, did it? That
started proceedings, yeah. They had a good mix of some new metal tracks while we were waiting, which is always good. Little pre-gig bop and all that. So, yeah. And then the time was there. They came on at 9:15.
Well, just before we talk about that, should we actually say Blind Channel are, and for anybody that doesn't know?
I guess we probably should, actually.
Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it?
I couldn't remember if we'd done that.
No, we'd not. Repeat
So, Blind Channel were Finland's Eurovision 2021 entry with Darkside. And I meant to look up where they actually ranked with it, but I can't remember. Bear with. Where did Blind Channel come in Eurovision 2021?
Good evening, John, from B13.net, for many beyond the world of rock. Blind Channel is familiar due to their participation in Eurovision 2021, where they achieved a respectable 6th place.
Yeah, so they came 6th in Eurovision 2021. And I remember watching them at the time thinking, yeah, quite like them. And then very often you kind of tend to forget about these bands, although they do still float around. For example, Lordi.
I'll say Lordi are the only ones I can think of.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure there might be a couple of others. Lord of the Lost from last year.
Okay.
Still seem to be doing their thing. Anywho, did kind of forget about them as such, but then they became what I class as a rock fit band, and we've got 2 tracks that we do, not just the flash mob one we were going to do last year. We actually did Dark Side, which was their Eurovision track, as the first routine that we had.
Yeah.
So they kind of came back to the forefront of my mind, so to speak. But they have actually released 5 albums now.
So they've been around quite a while then.
Yeah, which I hadn't realised, obviously, at the point of them being in Eurovision. Yeah, the debut album was in 2016.
8 years.
Yeah.
So they're knocking albums out, aren't they? 5 albums, 8 years.
Yeah, so obviously they've become bigger kind of since
Eurovision,
and the last 2 albums in particular have done really well. The most recent being Exit Emotions, which was released last month, hence this tour to promote it.
Mm-hmm. And did they play everything off the album?
They actually did.
They did? Yeah. Well, they played the album in full.
Yes. When I looked on the set list, I thought they must have played most of it. But yeah, they did play every track, not in order or anything. It was all mixed up with
yeah.
the tracks, but they did play every track.
It is unusual for a band, especially if they've got five albums out, to play everything off one album.
It is, really. I don't think they tend to go to the older stuff, from what I can gather.
Okay. They kind of just leave it as though that piece is done now.
Potentially, yeah, but so there was 20 tracks in total, so 12 of those were from the newest album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the first things you notice actually when they're on stage, because there's six of them, they fill that stage.
Christ, I didn't realise there were that many.
The six, yeah. I think there used to be a five-piece, and then they had, like, a sixth member who does kind of, gets kind of synths, and the DJ kind of loops and electronics and
all of that. I was just trying to work out what you could have six members
for. Well, they've got two vocalists.
Okay.
Dual vocalists, if you don't remember from the Eurovision performance.
I don't know.
Kind of metalcore style, two vocalists, yeah. But they don't have a clean and a gnarly one. They just both do the thing. And then drummer and guitar.
Two guitarists.
I've lost count now. Two vocalists. Drummer, synth, guitarist and bass, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, they fill the stage, obviously, because they've got a big kind of set up mixing desk thing on one corner at the back, the drummer to the side of them.
It's not the biggest stage in the world.
It's not the biggest stage in the world, no. And then Joel and Nico, the two vocalists, were like bouncing around and swapping sides and were all over the place the whole time. So they look pretty crammed in.
I'm not surprised guitarists. And did the guitarist end up in the crowd for Blind Channel?
I don't think they did, no.
I thought they might have gone there because there's
a bit more room. Spread ourselves through the room. So yeah, definitely noticeable that they filled the stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, they came onto Dead Zone, just one of the tracks off the new album, completely just bursting with energy from the start, and it was just non-stop for the whole set, really. I mean, they did have a couple of little, you know, speeches to the crowd and all that, but not a lot. It was pretty much back to back to back with, you know, kind of a bit of an introduction, a thank you for coming and all of that, kind of, you know, who's listened to the new album, et cetera, et cetera. And a happy birthday dedication to a fan at one point. But yeah, there was no faffing around. It was just track, track, track.
Very much in the Greg Puciato style of, we're just going to bang through this.
Yeah. I think especially because it was a Wednesday, it was an earlier finish. So, you know, always going to be conscious of the cutoff in it.
Yeah, because the cutoff's 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long did they play for?
They played an hour and a quarter. So they were literally right up to about 2 minutes before 10. They finished.
Jesus Christ, they cut out fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they do an encore or did they not bother going off and coming back on?
Not really. I think because looking at the set list, it looked like they had two encores. But the first one, I think it was just like some sound bites being played over to build up into the next track, which was Happy Doomsday, that they came back in inverted commas back onto. So that it wasn't really
an encore as such,
yeah. And then pretty much they finished Flatline into Dark Side, which I'm pretty sure that was just back to back. There was no faffing about on them.
So any standout tracks from what they played? That's a good sign.
No, it's hard to pick, to be honest, because I love most of the... There's a couple of tracks on the new album I'm not as keen on, the kind of softer, slower ones. I mean, this album, they are getting back to kind of a heavier sound that was kind of where they originally had, if you know what I mean. But there's a couple more poppy tracks on this album, which they played. They did play, I think it's Die Another Day, that they duet with Rory on the single, but they didn't bring her out to do the duet. They just sang it themselves. They did a cover of BYOB by System, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. And what was it like?
It was pretty close to the original, to be honest, but obviously a different vocal sound.
Slightly higher vocals.
Yeah. Serge has got quite a distinct voice. Yeah.
Distinct voice, yeah.
And obviously everyone was singing along to that one because
who doesn't know, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that. They didn't play their Anastasia cover, which I was expecting they might have done.
They covered an Anastasia song with
them. Yeah, I can't remember which one it is. But yeah, they have covered an Anastasia track. Yeah, that didn't come out. Yeah, I think all of the tracks were good as well, because even the ones that are slightly lighter and poppier on the album come across heavier live.
Yeah.
And they did kind of that track, Die Another Day, and I can't remember the other one it was, but they were a bit slower, kind of in the middle, just, you know, to slow the pace down as...
Yeah.
It's kind of natural, really, and it kind of gets pumped up again towards the end. Obviously, Flatline is one of my favourites, and then Dark Side, again, another favourites. And yes, we did do the rock fit routines to both of those. We did have enough space where we were on the balcony, so I think there was about six or eight of us broke into routine, kind of technically a flat.
I didn't even think as if you'd do that.
It was
just placed on the rescue rooms and the size of it.
Well, where we were, because we were kind of at the corner bit on the balcony at the back, and we did actually have quite a bit of room around us. We were just kind of in a group by the door.
Yeah.
So we had the space to do it. Obviously, if we'd have been maybe downstairs or we'd have been more squashed up, we wouldn't have been able to. But yeah, as soon as the kind of intro notes to Flatline came in, we kind of all looked at each other. Like, you know, it's going to happen. And if Hannah's there and she's...
Who instigates it?
Well, I think, you know, if the leader of, not that we're a cult, kind of instigates it, you know, you're going to... You have
Thou
to
shalt follow.
Thou shalt follow. Yeah. So yeah, and then obviously Into Dark Side, which is another track that we do. So yeah, we carried on the routine. Very warm and sweaty by the end of that, I have to say. Yeah, I think they were probably the highlights overall. The whole thing was just really good, though. It was just one of those gigs where it's just a really good atmosphere as well.
Yeah.
At times it did feel a bit like possibly a boy band concert, because there were five fairly young girls on the balcony in front of us who were probably, you know, you would have been at home at a boy band concert. They were waving and doing the whole, like,
yeah,
lights on your phone and all of that kind of thing. Not that I've ever been to a boy band concert, but, you know.
So you enjoyed the show, though, the whole night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I enjoyed the whole thing. They did say next time they come back, they'll play Rock City instead. Although they did play last year when they supported I Prevail. I think that was last year. So I think they could definitely fill out Rock City, I would say, and go on to bigger venues next time.
Mm. So next question.
Mm.
Final question.
Final question? Mm.
Would you watch them again at a solo show or just at a festival?
Oh, a solo show, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what about the other bands? I think you said the first band you'd probably watch at a festival.
Rock Band From Hell, probably either at a festival or if they're supporting again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to watch them. Ghost Kid, I probably would. I probably need to listen to them a bit more.
Yeah.
And become a bit more familiar. So yeah, potentially. I mean, it depends where it was and how much it was, I guess, and who the support bands were. So it's not a
cut and dry.
A definite
decision
for Ghost Kid. It, yeah, I'd have to, you know, weigh up the variables and all of that. Blind Channel, I'll definitely go and see them at their own show again at a festival, wherever. Really? Probably Nottingham. I don't know if I'd travel beyond. Unless it was like a part of a, you know, a bigger lineup or something.
A
weekend trip, maybe. But yeah, definitely worth watching. Yeah. And then as soon as they finish, the outro songs, whatever.
Yeah.
Once the Backstreet Boys, because they do market themselves as Backstreet Boys and metal or something.
Right.
Like that. So that was quite funny. So we had a sing along to that as well on the way out.
Yeah, I can definitely see why I decided I didn't want to go.
I really can't think why.
I've listened to some of the stuff. I'm just not a fan.
Would you watch them at a festival?
I think it depends on what I'm doing, how drunk I am, where I am.
Yeah, you had your chance last year and you didn't, and I can't remember why, what you were doing.
Probably drinking, unless I clashed with somebody.
I'm trying to think, because I think they were on after Bloody Wood on the main stage. There might have been a tiny bit of an overlap.
I did see Bloodywood.
Yeah, Bloodywood were on. And I remember meeting some people at the top of the hill. And then they were on the second stage. So I kind of watched them from a distance. And then Lorna Shore were on after.
Mm.
So it was probably, if you're watching Bloodywood, then Lorna Shore, and you weren't that fussed, it would have been a bit of a treps over.
That's probably why, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they were probably, did they open second stage or were they second on? I can't remember. It's definitely early.
Mm.
An early slot that they had in the warm sunshine. But yes, overall, an enjoyable evening was had.
So that was the review from the 3rd of April. And next up, we've got Metro Fest,
which will have been and gone by the time this episode's out.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the next one. And we'll be there together for that one.
And in between, I think we should have a little interview for you, is the plan. So keep an eye out for that. Yeah, I think I popped some videos on, kind of not live from the show because the internet wasn't working, but when I got home I uploaded a few live, so to speak, tracks from all of the bands that were playing, and I will put some more on and some photos, although my photos are very fuzzy because of where I'm stood. Definitely not my finest photography hour for this gig, but they'll be on the socials as usual, so you can find those on Instagram, Twitter and Threads at Ready to Mosh Cast, TikTok, YouTube and Facebook at Ready to Mosh. Don't forget that we are also now on Patreon for the bargain price of £3 a month, so you can get things like bloopers. You also get to hear some episodes early wherever possible, 24 hours in advance of the rest of the world, and you get to see a sneak peek of what's coming up the following month before anyone else does. And we have a few other bits and bobs planned as well that will be coming up at some point very soon. So the link to that will be on all of our socials. So if you would like to sign up for that, that would be lovely. And if you would just like to support the podcast for free, that would also be very lovely indeed. And the best way to do that is leave us a 5-star rating on wherever you're listening and a little review as well. And we'll be back soon with another episode. Make it mosh moog.